on now. Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in Talk Radio, Talk Television. Doug Steffen here. The president says Gaddafi has to go. Rebels report horrific violence ordered by Gaddafi against his own people. Meanwhile, Gaddafi says everything is fine, there's no rebellion, his people love him. In Illinois, talk host Greg Jarrett spoke to an L.A. Times reporter who is in Tripoli.
What is the current situation in the capital city of Tripoli?
Well, the situation here is rather calm. You have security forces in really, really assertive postures all around the city, ringing the city, essentially. And they put an immense amount of resources in terms of military hardware and personnel in the city to keep it under the control of Muammar Gaddafi. But immediately outside of the city, there are there's a city to the east, about 60 miles, called Misrata, which is under rebel control. And then even closer to the west, there's another city called Zawiya, which is about 20 miles to the west, that's under rebel control. And, these two enclaves have been the kind of the nightmare for the Libyan government in attempting to take control of those and wrest them away from the rebels.
Borzu, so far here in the United States, the rise in oil prices and subsequent rise in gasoline prices has been an irritating factor and a possible block to economic recovery. But with all the talk of war on Capitol Hill, it could also mean that sons and daughters here in Chicagoland could once again be heading off to yet another place to go to battle. What are you hearing inside Tripoli about the possibility of American involvement?
Well, I mean, I think that for now, at least, the government of Muammar Gaddafi is kind of leveraging those threats to play on Libyan nationalism and say, see, you know, this is all part of a conspiracy by the former colonial masters, just kind of lump in the Obama administration and the protesters as well as the rebels into one kind of conspiracy that's against the Libyan people. And that's the rhetoric that they're portraying. At least some people are buying that rhetoric. It's hard to gauge how much support that has. Libya is a country that was under Italian occupation for many decades. It was humiliated during that time. There was the people were marched into death camps, and these traumatic memories of what the West has done to Libya are an important factor in the Libyan mentality. And so, you know, this kind of threat of a foreign attack, it plays well with some people.
Now we go to radio host Dave Ross and Luke Burbank, who are talking about what they think are the real reasons the U.S. is considering getting involved in Libya.
If we're going to go to war, I hope this time we don't pretend it's for humanitarian reasons, because that's the way this is being sold to us so far. There are terrible atrocities taking place in Libya, and I don't doubt that. It's a war. But the reason we're getting involved in this and not, for example, Ivory Coast, which I happen to know something about because my daughter's a refugee from there, where they're still undergoing this kind of thing, and it's not on a scale as big as Libya, but they did shoot into a crowd of peaceful female demonstrators and killed six women. We're not talking about getting involved in that for humanitarian reasons, and that's because the only thing at stake in Ivory Coast is world cocoa production, and we can do without that. Your cars don't run on chocolate. But in Libya, because they have, 1% of the world's oil supply?
My question is, is that enough of a percent to drive the prices of world oil and gasoline?
Look around
they
you.
Have?
Look around you. It is apparently.
Well, I mean, there's the psychological component and what OPEC thinks it can get away with, and then there's the actual, you know, math of the number of gallons or barrels, I guess,
of
oil.
Well, there's no shortage. There's no actual shortage of oil. I mean, it's there. It's that it's just that there is this fear factor, which has people who have to buy a futures contract so they can be assured of paying a set price for oil 3 months from now. You can get them to pay more because of this veiled threat that the winds of democracy are blowing through all these oil producing countries, and they could all stop producing at the same time, or worse yet, close off the Straits of Hormuz so that none of the oil could get through, and then you do have a shortage.
Now, do you really think that will be the thing that causes a U.S. intervention? Because
if they close off shipping, absolutely. the Navy's gonna, I mean, yes.
Now, is it more, in some way, is it morally defensible on our part? Because in the case of Iraq, we sort of stirred that hornet's nest all on our own and then
yes.
went in there and took some of the honey. Although I know hornets don't make honey.
No,
hold your emails.
We didn't take the honey. We paid for the
okay,
honey.
Okay. But
we will buy your oil.
But in this
just
case.
Just sell it to us, please, please, because we still. It's how long has it been since the oil shock of 1973? It's been.
Well, I think
40,
that's fairly simple math
I know.
On that one.
Right. But it's been long enough for us to figure this out by now, and we haven't. That's what annoys me. I remember the gas lines.
Well, let me riddle you this. You drive a Prius.
Yes.
You do not use how much gas do you go through in a week?
Oh, I don't know that.
A gallon, 2 gallons?
I fill up. It's a 10.1 gallon tank, I believe. I have to use the gas station about every 2 weeks or so.
So. When you hear about this, other than your interest in it as a talk show host, do you care at all?
No, it makes absolutely no difference in my lifestyle.
Does all this make a difference to you? And just how high are those gas prices going to go? Weigh in now in our poll. You can visit DougStephan.com for the poll.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young, and after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Member Michelle Bowman on the Sam's Club E-Value Savings Celebration.
E-Values lets me sample extra savings on top of the values I already get at Sam's Club.
March 9th through 13th, try E-Values, the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. Like $150 off select HP notebooks, $50 off select Serta mattresses.
Even $1 off fresh strawberries.
And much more. Not a member? Join now and sample E-Values. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stephan, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I want to send a very clear message to those who are around Colonel Gaddafi. It is their choice to make.
how they operate moving forward, and they will be held accountable for whatever violence continues to take place there. In the meantime, we've got NATO, as we speak, consulting in Brussels around a wide range of potential options, including potential military options, in response to the violence that continues to take place inside of Libya.
That's President Obama indicating it may be time for a military option in regard to the violence in Libya. And that's where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. We go to Fox News first, where Shepard Smith talks to Libya's ambassador to the United States. He's made the decision that he can no longer work for Mr. Gaddafi.
Did you make that decision unilaterally? I say so because technically they're trying to get somebody in there to replace you, the Gaddafi government, right?
Yes, of course. They've been trying for some time now, and until today I'm still the ambassador of Libya representing the interests of the Libyan people who raised against this regime.
Could you give us an understanding of what you believe would be a good ending to the situation?
Well, I think the good ending of the situation is the international community. They decide to strike the Gaddafi's installation, his army, his tanks.
Begin a war against Libya, really?
Yeah, war against this regime.
And if you think that's a possibility, because from everybody I talk to in Washington, we have neither the stomach nor the forces to engage in such an activity. I mean, what's the end game from that? We've been sitting in one of these wars we're in right now for 10 years with no end in sight.
Well, I think this is the situation now, because now the Gaddafi forces, unfortunately, they're having the airspace. They are moving around the country. They are been targeting some different places. And they've been telling the people that and the world that they only target arms and munitions locations. But this is not true. Unfortunately, the revolutionists and the protesters in Benghazi, they tried to go, and they will not be able to do so, because
right.
If they try to go there, then there will be strike from the air.
Of course, and if the United States military flies ammunition over and takes out the air defense systems and takes out some of the stations there, which Gaddafi's forces are using, then the United States has, in essence, declared war on Libya, and that's the last thing the United States needs in the Middle East and in North Africa, don't you think?
Well, you have two choices. One is to support the people and save them from this regime who will be killing
every day. Can't save themselves? I'm just saying, do you not feel like they're getting organized enough to where the people might be able to save themselves? Because that's
all
the best-case scenario.
Well, I think it is difficult in the Eastern Baptist. It is difficult in Tripoli, unfortunately. And Zawara, for example, it is under artillery. They're hitting them since this morning. And then the world, they have two choices. Either they see the Libyan being killed by this regime, and the other thing, they have to do something fast and precise.
Okay, are you requesting now, here on live television in the United States, are you saying to the Pentagon, please come save my nation now, or what are you saying?
This is what I'm asking them. Please come and save the nation. The people are being killed every day. Every day. Where is the conscience of the world? Where is the world conscious? Where is the people being asked by the United States or by different European countries to raise against the dictatorship? This is the time. Then if you can't help us, then don't push us to raise against this kind of regimes until we are ready to do it ourselves. This is a very serious situation, and I want to see action. Libyan people, they are waiting to see the world moving ahead and to stop what is going on. We have seen so many statements. This is okay, but statement is not enough. We need action. Please do something about Libyan people who've been suffering for the last 42 years.
Coming up, more reports on what's going on in and around Libya, and then we'll look at how the situation there is affecting the price of gasoline as the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
RT.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, talking about what people are talking about. The soaring price of gasoline certainly is right there front and center. New York host John Gambling talks to John Hoffmeister here from Shell Oil, who says this is not the first time this has happened and probably not the last.
3 years ago, when we went through this whole run-up of gasoline prices into the $4-plus range, there was all this yelling and screaming and gnashing of teeth and yanking out chest hair and all of the things that we were going to fix the problem. We have done zero, as you point out. Zero.
Absolutely zero. The 110th Congress in 2008 and 9 did not create a new single barrel of crude oil. The 111th Congress in 2010 and 11 did absolutely nothing to create a single energy bill. And here we are, 2011, headed into a storm of high oil prices. And I'm afraid that the leadership in Washington remains seriously anti-hydrocarbon, as though we can somehow use alternatives to get out of the predicament we find ourselves in. But there's not a single American can put wind or solar energy into their gas tank to get them down the road. We have to have the only product that internal combustion engines will use today, which is crude oil refined into gasoline or diesel, for years to come. And we pretend like those years don't matter. That's a shame on us, a shame on our government leaders.
Well, I know I'm talking to the choir here, talking to you about this, but my goodness gracious, we're just in the threat of reduced production. Not even reduced production, just the threat of it. And we're watching the price rise through the roof on speculation. If there actually is somebody actually even goes near the tap, who knows where it's going to go? It will cripple this country.
Yes, it will. And it will take us right back into recession. And all of the good news that we might have heard last Friday, with 192,000 people being employed through job creation, we could be going the other direction, because people simply pull back. Airlines pull back. Freight companies pull back. Railroads pull back. Everybody pulls back because consumers have pulled back, having less money to spend, less money in their pocket to spend on the kinds of things that you ship or the things you do to travel, the things you do to enjoy life, because of these higher gas prices.
Talk host Brad Cranston, Britt Whitmore, talking about the president's remarks about tapping the oil reserves.
Are you looking at your fuel gauge more these days? Are you saying,
I just hope it lasts a little bit longer so I can...
Dreading the next trip when I have to fill up. Yes, you are 100% right about that.
I'll give you my take on the stupidity of the Obama administration floating this trial balloon out there of tapping the strategic oil reserve. How dare they do this? How stupid do they think we are? This is designed for an interruption in oil supplies. There is no interruption in oil supplies. Libya, 2% of the world's oil they make, and they're still pumping most of it.
Yeah, they're still pumping most of it.
Just to give you an idea of the numbers here, they have enough oil down there in Louisiana, strategic oil. If suddenly tomorrow, there was no oil coming into the United States, none, how many days would it last? The answer is that it would replace 58 days of imported oil. That's it. And then if you add that into the oil that we produce in the country, you get 58 days. If you had to replace all of the oil, if we stopped producing it and we didn't import it, it would last 34 days.
Interesting.
So there really isn't that much there. But this is just pathetic. This is just pathetic as a response.
It's your turn. Tell us what you think in terms of oil prices, the oil reserves, start drilling. Why do we keep going back to the same place? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. With us.
Talk Radio Review at 33 past the hour. Things that you need to know from the world of News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the left side, right side. That's what we're all about. And normally the Sunday morning shows provide us with a lot of fodder, and your favorite radio programs today, the so-called political talk radio programs, will feature some of this same information. Here's from Fox News, Chris Wallace talking to Margie Phelps, who is the attorney for the Westboro Baptist Church. She's the daughter of Fred Phelps, the founder of the church. The Supreme Court last week decided that the Phelps family and the people from their church have the right to protest at the funerals of our soldiers. Most of you know the story. Now let's listen to this woman talk about, or, well, I won't put my own prejudice into it. You listen and you tell me afterwards what you think at 800-510-8255.
Ms. Phelps, before we talk about the case, let's talk about your church. It's not just U.S. soldiers. Your church says that 9/11 and that the explosion of the space shuttle Columbia were also God's will. And after the shootings in Tucson, you said, your church did, that 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green was better off dead, and you wanted to picket her funeral. Question, how does an innocent 9-year-old girl end up in this?
Well, if you study the scriptures, you would know that no human is innocent, and that when a nation makes policies of sin, that the God of eternity deals with that nation by pouring his wrath out on that nation. And every description of that kind in the scriptures expressly includes down to little sucklings get caught up in that matter. So what we're saying to this nation is that they're dying for your sins, and if you want it to stop, you've got to repent and mourn for your sins and stop.
Let's turn to the Supreme Court's ruling this week. You said, this is not my victory, this is God's victory. There's no shutting up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the ruling by the Supreme Court this week God's will?
Well, of course it was, or it wouldn't have happened. He holds the hearts of the kings in his hand. He put us out on the battlefield. He told us to go out and tell this nation that your soldiers are dying for your sins, and you've got to stop sinning if you want that mayhem to end. He would not have done that and then left us to the devices of mankind, unable to complete that good work. So, of course, it's his will, and we're very thankful, and we praise his name for it.
Well, then, Ms. Phelps, how do you explain another Supreme Court ruling in 2003 in Lawrence v. Texas? The court ruled by a margin of 6-3 that a law prohibiting sexual acts between same-sex couples was unconstitutional. Right. They said there was a right of privacy for consensual same-sex couples. Is that also God's will?
No, in fact, it's a curse from God. And in fact, we picketed outside the Supreme Court the day they were having those arguments. And I recall specifically my dad and I being there, among others. And we told that crowd waiting out there, oh, yays, all you having business before this court, draw nigh and bend over. It is said that the Supreme Court is the conscience of this nation. And on that day, this nation, when they issued that opinion, this nation crossed a line of no return with the Lord God Almighty.
But if I may, ma'am, you're the arbiter then of when it's God's will and when it's God's curse. Let me ask you, are the nine...
No, we're not the arbiter, Mr. Wallace. We can just read plain words, and we know that the scriptures are full of passages that when a nation has crossed the line with policies of sin, that one of the ways God curses that nation is by sending them leaders who are immoral. And that's what's happened in this nation.
So,
and every one of its branches and levels of government.
If I may, ma'am, are the nine justices on the Supreme Court, are the nine justices going to hell?
I have no objective indicator otherwise. The default for mankind is hell. Unless you bring forth fruits meet for repentance, the assumption is that you will end up in hell when you quit your life on this earth. There is a duty of every human to bring forth fruit meet for repentance. I have seen no evidence of that in a single leader in this nation.
So the justices are going to hell? The president's going to hell?
Absolutely, on the president. That's a big 10-4. I already answered on the justices. The president is going to be king of the world before this is all said and done, and he is most likely the beast spoken of in the Revelation.
Some of your signs say, thank God. Thank God for dead soldiers. Do you see no moral difference between a fallen American serviceman and the al-Qaeda terrorist he's fighting, who is slaughtering innocent people for jihad? Do you see any moral difference between the American soldier and the al-Qaeda terrorist?
Yes, there is a difference. The American soldier is worse because he pretends that he's fighting for liberty and a Christian nation, and there is not a bigger lie on the face of this earth today. Those soldiers are fighting for same-sex marriage and all the lesser included sins, and there is not an ounce of nobility in the United States military this day.
And that apparently is worse than slaughtering innocents.
All right, so that's Margie Phelps, very sick. These people are extraordinarily mentally ill. You can hear that by listening to them. If you think that she's on the right path, God bless you, literally and figuratively. God and all of the... It's a shame. Isn't it really a shame when you really get right down to the bottom line? How many people use God, the whole business of religion, and turning people, as this family has done, into... it's sick martyrdom stuff. Oy. All right. They'll have time here for some calls on this. 800-510-8255. A couple of more talk hosts. The input here. I'm looking at. Let me check a couple of these out. Here's Jen Bryan. Let's go to her. Jen Bryan talking about the Supreme Court and whether or not there was something else they could have done other than what they did.
Please explain this to me. Please, please, please. Do you know how many people are upset over the Supreme Court ruling where 8-1, they said you can, hate speech is protected, vile speech is protected, picketing soldiers' funerals, having offensive slogans protected. At first glance, when you see the story, of course, any rational thinking person, because we don't normally behave the way that Phelps and his crazy gang from Westboro behave. But when you talk about this U.S. court ruling, which allows, by the way, 8-1, the picketing of soldiers' funerals, outside of the emotion where you have, I don't know, whether it's in it, your heart, your mind, whatever, wherever it's coming from, how can people actually be dismayed by this? I couldn't believe when I saw this headline. Dismay greets the U.S. court ruling, which allows picketing of funerals. Political liberals and conservatives, as well as U.S. veterans groups, have reacted with dismay. Dismay! To a Supreme Court ruling late Wednesday, which protects the right of a tiny family-run fundamentalist church to picket the funerals of soldiers with offensive slogans. Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, called the ruling, quote, unfortunate, and he asked religious leaders to stand, quote, stand with me to denounce hate speech, including the kind used by these protests. All right, Harry, first of all, who's saying, yeah, right, woo, that's not what the Supreme Court said. They did not support these people, but they basically said, you know what? What the First Amendment does is protect speech that's not popular, and that's the way the country should roll. That's the way the Founding Fathers roll. So I'm going to ask you this question, and if you can explain this to me, because honestly, I was absolutely stunned. Again, when I was not surprised, and as a matter of fact, I want to say maybe 7-8 months ago when I heard that they were going to take a look at this case, I thought they've got a rule for the church. They've got to. That's just, I mean, it's protected. That's what the First Amendment is all about. But some people have said to me, no. That is a gross distortion, Jen. That is a gross manipulation. Our founding fathers would have never wanted this type of behavior, this type of rhetoric, this type of pain being put upon our heroes in this country. You're absolutely wrong. And I've had very interesting conversations with people about this. But what was your gut reaction when you heard about this ruling? 8-1. That's huge. I mean, the liberals and conservatives, they join together. So you've got to trust that the Supreme Court knows what they're doing. What kind of a country do you want? Do you want the kind of country where, yeah, you can say really ugly things to your neighbor, to somebody else, that can just destroy them psychologically, maybe break them down, cause them to suffer? Do you want that kind of society? Or do you want the kind of society where people start saying, well, I don't like this, so you can't say that. Or I don't agree with that, so you can't say this. Well, that hurts this group of people, so now you can't say that. That's not the kind of country I want to live in.
How about you? You want to live in that kind of a country? 800-510-8255. A lot of people want to squelch debate and discussion, don't understand what the law is, don't understand the Constitution. They'll all talk like they do, but they don't. And so that's why the Supreme Court did what they did. It's time for a change in the Constitution. Some people say, okay, but right now, the way it works, we can be disgusted. We can want to throw up when we listen to Margie Phelps and her ridiculous father. All of these things are part of America in the year 2011. Your call's up next on this issue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255. Robert's in Palm Springs. Let's hear from you, Robert.
I think it's a no-brainer as far as public speech and the First Amendment rights to freedom of speech. If it's on public property, not on private cemetery land, then that's what this country is built on. If you can protest a president coming to town, you can certainly give your views, no matter how disgusting they are. I believe what these folks are doing is absolutely appalling, but it is their right, and I think they'll all burn in hell for it.
All right, let's say Bill thinks the president ought to step in here.
I support the decision that is upholding free speech. However, I'm rather disappointed that President Obama, since he decides to get down in the mud on certain issues of his liking, that he won't come to the defense of the military young men and women that are giving their lives for this country so people can have free speech. I would like to see him make a statement to those people and tell them that although I do support your ability to exercise your First Amendment right, I would appreciate and think it would be along the lines of civility if you would cease and desist your protest to these military families and give them the courtesy that they deserve for their young person that gave their life for our country. But as always, President Obama will pick his projects, such as unions and socialism and everything else. So I don't expect much coming from the White House on those issues.
How is it that some of you, as much as I'm not a supporter of Obama, how is it that everything that's wrong comes back to him? I don't get it. Margie's in San Jose listening to KNDW. Oh. Go ahead, Margie.
Oh, hi, thanks. You know, I just wanted to say that it's horrible the way people twist scripture to fit their own evil agenda. I mean, you compare people like this to like a Mother Teresa who had compassion and love and no judgment for people, who just wanted to help and help people and serve them. And are these people serving? Are they helping? Are they compassionate? Are they kind? Or are they full of love and generous? No. They're just twisting scripture for their evil agenda. They have, they're just as bad as like Muslims who are the, you know, you have a Muslim person who is a passive Muslim who just loves to be a Muslim and is helping and kind and peaceful. And then you have a suicide bomber, you know, somebody who goes in. You have the extremes.
All these extremes in the
extreme and not following true Christianity.
In the name of religion, it's a shame. All right, ma'am, thank you. John, quickly from Crete, Illinois. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'd like to talk about the horse's mouth. Thank you. I heard the lady talk, so I heard what she says about their church, and it was good to hear that. But the slant, I'm a Catholic, and homosexuality is wrong. But I heard, like, George Weigel, he wrote about the Pope. He said, those 50 from the Baptist church. Got to remind him, Christ started the church with 12 apostles.
All right. Got a lot of fanatics here, that's for sure. 51 after the hour.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Monday morning review of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. 800-510-8255. Gas prices in our country had their second biggest spike ever in the last two-week period. So as you can imagine, there's a big buzz on that on Conversation Radio. Here in Michigan, host Steve Courtney talks with John Felmy from the American Petroleum Institute.
I think one of the more frustrating things for we Americans is this, John. Just last week, I read that the Libyan conflict, not as bad as many analysts thought, so that production wouldn't be affected to the degree that maybe some thought at the beginning. Also, I read that the stockpiles of gasoline in the United States are at an all-time high just about. So we scratch our heads and we say, with all of this information, and we know that gasoline price is based a lot on speculation, why is it that we're facing this right now?
Well, the fundamental reason is crude oil costs, as you mentioned. Yes, it is unusual to have gas prices this high. But if you go back to the beginning of 2008, you had gas prices that were pretty close to this. And it's because crude prices were both in $100 per barrel range. And at $100 per barrel, it's $2.38 per gallon for crude. You've got about 56 cents in taxes in Michigan, so it's easy to see how you get to, you know, the Michigan average of 344. Now, gas stockpiles are there. There's plenty of product, but it's more expensive to make.
Now, I also read, I like reading about this because sometimes it just really frustrates me, John. There was a call for maybe $5 a gallon come 2012. In your opinion, are we still on target for that?
You know, I'm not in the business of forecasting, but you've got to ask yourself, what would crude oil costs be to get to that level? And just the historical relationship between retail prices and crude is about a dollar. More than half of that is taxes. So are we going to have crude oil in the $4 per gallon range or $160-some dollars a barrel? I don't know the answer to that.
Now, more realistically, looking a little bit more short-term, this spring, again, forecast for $4 a gallon. Now they've kind of backed off. Last I read was $3.75 a gallon. Do you think that's a bit more realistic as we look a little bit more near-term?
Well, again, you know, you go back to what happened in 08. Why did we have $4 per gallon gasoline? Well, it's because we had $3.50 per gallon crude oil at $147 a barrel. So let's look at the cost issues and see what else is going on. So, again, it comes back to you've got a world situation where China continues to grow. We had upward pressure on prices even before the Middle Eastern problems.
Donald Trump's getting a lot of attention because he has said he may seriously think about running for president. And one of the things he's saying that nobody else is saying is that oil ought to cost $40 a barrel. If that's the case, what we buy at the pump is less than $2 a gallon. And that's something a lot of people think, wow, that makes sense. How come we are? And he goes through the whole process of how we get to $40 a gallon. Makes a lot of sense, frankly. Minnesota host Bob Davis talking about the need for alternatives.
Now, I could go on and on about Libya and everything else, but let me just put it to you this way. The Libya thing is spreading to other countries. The Egyptian thing is spreading to other countries. It isn't over in Tunisia. It isn't over in Egypt. It isn't over in Libya. And there is great concern that the commodity oil will continue to increase because of concerns about instability in the region. Meanwhile, there are about 12 to 25,000, oil workers down in the Gulf who have nothing to do because we have something like 115 oil drilling contracts down there that are on hold because the energy secretary hasn't acted. And they don't seem to have any bias for action to act on this either. They just seem to be plodding along at their little government pace. Meanwhile, we are struggling. The gas went up 30 cents. Was it Thursday or Friday in one day? We continue to struggle. They don't seem to get that they need to do something about it right now. So you need to let your congressman know, whether it's John Klein, Michelle Bachmann, Keith Ellison, you know, whoever and wherever it is that you live, whether it's over in Wisconsin or in Minnesota, you need to call your congressman and tell them we need to have something done. We need to take some sort of resolute step in America toward addressing this problem. And at the very least, simply lifting the moratorium on drilling in the Gulf.
Start the drilling. Start. What is that? I had a hat that I had made that I was sending around. That's it, Richie. Thank you. Drill here, drill now. That's part of what Trump has to say. Man, he'd become number one on my list because this is the number one problem we're going to have. It'll kill the economy. It'll do all kinds of things. Another recession. Middle East, where do they care? That's in what we've got going on here. And they'd like to stick it to us one more time. Well, we ought not let them. There's something to think about. Food for thought from the Countdown.